This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces said Saturday that Islamic State has in fact been defeated at its final shred of territory of Baghouz in Syria. AP's Ben Thomas.
Here, we managed to destroy the so-called Islamic Caliphate of ISIS.
That's the commander of the Syrian Democratic Forces through an interpreter at a ceremony in Baghouz, marking the Islamic State group's defeat. But in Beirut, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told reporters,
"We still have work to do to make sure that radical Islamic terrorism doesn't continue to grow."
Linda Robinson at the RAND Corporation says the U.S. will have a role ahead.
Intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance support, and some type of supplies and arms. And this is a model for letting the local actors do the fighting and the securing, but supporting them.
I'm Ben Thomas.
At least 1,300 passengers and crew are being evacuated off a cruise ship after it was sent out a Mayday call on Saturday. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Rescue workers in helicopters had to launch a high-risk evacuation of the Viking Ocean cruise ship's passengers and crew, hoisting them up one by one to the helicopter as heavy winds and high waves tossed the ship from side to side off Norway's western coast. Meanwhile, people on the ship still waiting to be evacuated posted video showing chairs and other furniture being tossed around and part of the ceiling collapsing on people. Authorities say the Viking Sky cruise ship sent out a Mayday after running into engine trouble. I'm Julie Walker.
And reports say that three of the four engines have since been restarted. Officials in southern Afghanistan say at least four people have died and more than 30 were wounded and twin blasted an agricultural show marking the traditional New Year celebrations. Authorities say the explosion Saturday happened in the capital of a volatile Helmand province. This is VOA News. Mexican police and federal officials on Saturday detained 107 Central American migrants seeking to enter the United States. That's according to the government. Following a tip-off, state police intercepted a group of migrants who had been taken out of trucks in western parts of the city, which lies across the border from McAllen, Texas. At the scene, unidentified gunmen began shooting at police, and one of the attackers was killed in the ensuing exchange of fire. The statement said that police seized a firearm and cartridges, but did not provide any details on whether any gunmen were arrested or who they were. Up to 1 million people marched through London Saturday to demand a second referendum on Britain's departure from the European Union.
The sound of beating drums echoed through the streets of London as the People's Vote March converged on UK Parliament, where the fate of Brexit will be decided in the coming weeks. The march, which some estimated to be 1 million strong, comes a day after British Prime Minister Theresa May wrote to lawmakers saying she would only bring her EU divorce plan back to Parliament if there seems to be enough backing for it to pass. London's Mayor Sadiq Khan rallied the crowds as he suggested Britain cancels Brexit altogether.
It's time to withdraw Article 50.
Just earlier in the week, EU leaders in Brussels set two deadlines for Britain to leave the bloc or to take an entirely new path in considering its EU future. Karen Chamas, London.
Thousands of police fanned out across Paris and other French cities Saturday for the 19th consecutive week of yellow vest protests as the government faced intense pressure to avoid a repeat of the rioting and looting that marred last week's rally in the capital. Hundreds of demonstrators began marching shortly after midnight from a square, I should say from midday, from a square in the south of Paris across the city, with banners calling for President Emmanuel Macron to get lost. Authorities banned demonstrations in a large area in the west of the city, the scene of last Saturday's rampage by hundreds of black-clad agitators. Demonstration in the capital was largely peaceful, but later in the afternoon, police did fire tear gas on protesters near Boulevard de Strasbourg. Some protesters set bins on fire. At least 10 people were killed and 10 others wounded when militants stormed Somali government offices in Mogadishu on Saturday. Eyewitnesses say that the attack began with a suicide bombing at the front gate of a compound that houses the Ministry of Labor and the Ministry of General Works and Reconstruction. Attackers then stormed the buildings and engaged in a gunfight with government security forces. Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for that attack. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.